am married to an elementary school teacher, so I do hear those stories, but you also hear heart-rending stories. You hear about kids who are coming into school in the same worn-out clothes day after day, kids with holes in their shoes, kids with no socks in the middle of winter, and it just breaks your heart. Well, there's a local organization whose mission is to clothe these children, the Assistance League of the Columbia Pacific, and they have a very important fundraising event coming up on Saturday, May 9th. And here to talk about that is the president of the Assistance League of the Columbia Pacific, Shelby Wilkinson, and the golf ball drop coordinator.
Yes.
that's a great title. Golf ball drop coordinator, Leslie Long. Ladies, thank you for stopping by.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So let's talk about this golf ball drop coming up on May 9th.
The golf ball drop is... This is our eighth annual event of this golf ball drop, and it's, again, held on May 9th at the Astoria Golf and Country Club. And what it entails is where we make our money on this fundraiser is the sale of 2,000 golf balls. And at noon on that day, May 9th, they are dropped from the Bar Pilot helicopter onto the driving range at the country club. And balls closest to the pin win the 15 prize packages that we have collected from generous businesses throughout the community here. In addition to the golf ball drop and winning great prizes, we have a kids' golf clinic that starts at 11 a.m. that day. We also have, which is put on, by John Cawasso, the golf pro out at the country club. And he does a fantastic job at that. And we also have a bake sale, a barbecue lunch, and this year we are selling prepackaged cookie mixes and soup mixes to help raise money to clothe the kids in Clatsop County.
Now, there's a real need for this effort. There are a lot of kids who lack adequate clothing.
There is. Actually, the statistics on this is just startling to me. In Clatsop County, over 50% of the children are on free and reduced lunch. Over 50%. And that's where the counselors of each of the schools and the principals start assessing the students that need these new clothing that our organization provides them. At this point, our fundraising efforts, we're able to clothe 600 children each year in Clatsop County. There's 2,500 children
who are
students.
On free or reduced lunches.
That's correct. So we're really trying to work at closing that gap.
And we also, the children that we do serve, we provide with a pair of shoes, socks, underwear, two pairs of jeans, two shirts, a jacket, or a hoodie, depending upon the season. And that's not a lot of clothes for a whole year.
No, it
isn't.
And
we do this in the fall and the spring, and the teachers and counselors usually will select different children for each time because there's such a need. So the amount of money that we can raise each year depends, you know, that determines how many kids we can dress. So we do everything we can to raise money, and I was telling you earlier that we worked out at the Crab Festival this weekend schlepping cases of wine, and we ended up earning enough money to dress 18 kids. We worked really hard, really hard. So anything we can do to raise money, we try to do it. It's an all-volunteer organization, so no one is paid in our chapter.
About how many volunteers do you have?
We have about 135 members now, which is huge. Anytime we talk to another chapter in a big city, they are amazed at how many volunteers that we have in our chapter in our small community. It's a very worthwhile organization, and anybody that we talked to said, oh, you're the only ones who do this in our county. We provide brand new clothing for the kids.
And where do you find the clothing?
We raise our money locally, and we try to spend our money locally. So we shop at all of our local stores. We get some great help through some of our discounts that we get at Oshkosh and at Nike. We shop at Penny's and Fred Meyer's. Any place that we can see something on sale, we pick up ahead of time. We do the 2-for-1 sock sale at Fred Meyer's. The only thing that we've had to go outside for is the underwear because it's so expensive. We do buy it from Fruit of the Loom.
Underwear is expensive.
The smallest item you think would be the cheapest,
but
it's expensive. Like three pairs of men's underwear for the high school boys is $15. That's a lot of our budget when we spend $100 per child.
And you serve from elementary all the way up to high school.
Right, right. And the elementary kids, we go to the school, talk to the kids, ask their favorite colors, what they like, sports, et cetera. And then we ask to see the sizes of their clothes, look at the tag in their mm-hmm. shirt, and measure their foot on a piece of paper. And they love that, taking their shoe off.
Oh, tracing
draw,
their foot.
Draw around yeah. their foot. Yeah, and it kind of tickles. They like that. But that's when you really, it gets sad when the boys will say, oh, I had to wear my mom's socks today. You know,
no.
I have on pink socks or something. Or they'll have socks stuffed in the toe of their shoes because
sure.
their shoes are way too big. So those kids, we buy the clothes for them, bring them back to the school. The kids try them on. Sometimes we have to go back again and get a different size. And it's very upsetting because there's an awful lot of overweight children because
poor nutrition.
Cheap food is fattening
food. Yes.
And so sometimes it's really hard to try to find a pair of pants that'll fit a second grader who is a big round as he is tall.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so we do have a seamstress, Velma Key, who is so wonderful, and she'll just take those things
an alteration.
And shorten them right up. Yeah. But you might have to go back several times. Then the older kids, middle school through high school, we actually go to the stores and go shopping with them, and they pick out
their own
clothes.
Oh, so you take them along. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a shopping spree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really fun. They have a really good time. Maurice's, Ross's, Nike's one of our best ones to go to, and Penny's.
Wow.
And now we have TJ Maxx, so hopefully
yes.
they'll be part of our family and
yes.
offer great discounts.
Well, this must be pretty time-consuming, going out and locating... picking out clothes.
It is time consuming.
Just talk to our Operation School Bell chair, Liz Knutson. I think she works on this program getting the best discounts possible every day.
Mm-hmm. She's always out there looking for a bargain. And if she sees something on sale, she'll buy a whole bunch. If coats go on sale, mm-hmm. she'll buy a whole bunch of coats. And we have a warehouse donated by Don and Renee Patterson in Warrenton. And it's a wonderful space, and we have all of our clothes that we get ahead of time kept in there. We also have a duffel bag program for children going into foster care. And sometimes when kids get taken away from their home, they can't take anything with them.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, nothing, especially if it's drugs involved in the home. So they get a duffel bag with a blanket, a stuffed toy, a book, toothbrush, pajamas, a blanket, maybe an outfit. And we have that kept at the warehouse. We have a program called Cinderella's Closet. We have over 300 gowns that girls from any school of any economic status can come and borrow for their prom. And we just got done with that program.
That would, that isn't a consideration, especially for high school kids. And I speak from experience here because my mother was a widow, and we were working poor when my dad was alive, and then we were really working poor after he passed away when I was a kid. And I can remember, the shirts with the sleeves that were always too short. You can see how big I am now, so I was really growing fast. Pants that were always too short, shoes that were always too tight, socks that always had holes in them. Mm-hmm. And, if you're a teenage guy and you're somebody you like and you'd like to ask out, but you don't have the clothes to wear.
Mm-hmm.
You're
exactly.
not going to do it. Or if you're a girl and you want to go to the prom, gosh, you'd love to be asked to the prom. Maybe somebody has asked you to the prom, but you don't have a dress to wear.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big thing.
Just the other day, excuse me, Les, just the other day I was in Rite Aid because we just had Cinderella's Closet dressing event, and I was buying something there at Rite Aid, and the gal asked me what I was doing, and I told her we're doing Cinderella's Closet over in the Wana store, and she said, I got a dress from Cinderella's Closet
when I went
to the prom. And she said, I would not have been able to go if I didn't get that dress. She was just thrilled. She said, my date didn't turn out so well. She said, but I loved my dress.
But my dress was great. I looked great.
Really happy to see that this program, the Cinderella's Closet, is gaining traction. Because for a couple of years, we hardly had any takers on it. And now Judy
Bigby. As girls coming in? Or?
That's mm-hmm. correct. Judy Bigby, who's the chair of that program, has just relentlessly just been promoting it at all the high schools. And the results are in, and it's just becoming very popular.
Now, where do you get the gowns?
Donations.
Really?
Yeah,
yes.
Girls who graduated from school.
Or?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or girls from other towns. I think my granddaughter, who grew up in North Carolina, said she has her prom dress that she's going to give me.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. She's going to send it to
you. And my niece donated about 10 of her gowns. So maybe it'll get to be to the point where girls will just come, like, rent a gown from us for free, just like the guys do rent the tux.
Rent tuxedos.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, as the golf ball drop. Now, how do you buy a golf ball?
To buy a golf ball, we had tickets at all the Columbia Bank locations in the county, Seaside, Warrenton, and Astoria, and I believe there are still tickets available at those locations. They were also available at Holly McCone's, but those tickets are all gone, which is great news to us. It's wonderful news. And I just wanted to mention also that this year we had two new sponsors for this particular event. In addition, our longtime sponsors, Columbia River Bar Pilots and the Astoria Golf and Country Club, Northwest Natural Gas and Lectro joined as sponsors this year, which we are very grateful that they joined our effort.
So $5 buys one golf ball.
Yes, $5 buys one golf ball. We sell a maximum of 2,000 balls. So what we're trying to estimate, you have one in 175 chance to win one of our 15 great prize packages.
So let's say you sell all the golf balls, and I guess you have to number them.
We do have to number 2,000 golf balls. We get, I think either today or tomorrow, I'm going to go pick up the brand new golf balls from the country club.
Donated by the country club, probably.
Yes, they are. Well, they get to keep them too, but they are donated by the country club. And we go over to one of our members' homes near the golf course, Lou Thornton, and we have a little golf ball numbering party, and it's a great, well-attended event at her house.
You write the numbers on by hand?
Everyone, yes, with a Sharpie.
Oh, boy.
Yes, we do.
And then you give the golf balls to, I guess, the helicopter service?
Yes, we bring the three totes full of golf balls to the Bar Pilot helicopter service, which is located, of course, at the Astoria Airport. And they load the totes up into their helicopter, and on the event day, May 9th, they come, they travel over to the country club, and as Shelby said earlier, it's like Santa Claus coming with the sleigh and reindeer. Everybody's on the lookout for the helicopter. And they hover over a designated pin, if you will, on the driving range, and they proceed to dump the totes about 50 to 100 feet up in the air onto the driving range. And the closest balls to the hole or pin win the prizes.
Ah, and the distance from the pin correlates to the value of the prize?
That's correct. The closest gets the most valuable prize, which this year is a wine tasting for 12 at the Wine Cellar on 10th, which is valued at $400. And right in there is a golf package donated by the Astoria Golf and Country Club, a golf for four, with a golf watch that was donated by GB Jewelers.
Wow. Yeah, let's talk about some of these prizes that people could win with these golf balls.
Sure.
There are like 15 of them, is that correct? Or?
Yes, there are 15 prizes that we have grouped into 15 prize packages. Almost 30 businesses donated gifts that we grouped. And all of these prizes value over $4,000 in value.
That's generous.
It's very generous. And we are grateful to our businesses here locally. They are so very generous. And I know that they are asked many times over, not just by the Assistance League, but from other groups in the area also.
And they come through. Yeah, let's take a look at some of those.
Okay, well, we have many overnight stays. We have a Cannery Pier overnight stay along with four tickets to the Maritime Museum and a dining certificate at Baked Alaska. So that's what we're calling the Astoria Riverwalk Package Number 1. And the Astoria Riverwalk Package Number 2 is a buoy beer dining certificate and four tickets to the Maritime Museum. And we have a Downtown Astoria package, which is a Fulio's dining certificate and a gift certificate to In the Boudoir and Pat's Pantry. And we can't forget about South County.
Oh, no.
We have a seaside package, which includes a Hallmark Resort overnight stay and a Dundee's dining certificate. And we also have an overnight stay at Inn of the Four Winds and a dining certificate at the Lumberyard Rotisserie and Grill. And I guess we call this prize Get Going. It's a zip line tour at High Life Adventures.
You would get going.
And a Sunset Empire Parks and Rec Pass for 1 month. And we also got a nice pet animal basket donated by Bayshore Animal Hospital.
Oh, great.
And a scenic plane ride donated by Jim Campbell, which he has room for three people to go on a one-hour scenic plane ride.
Wherever they want to go within one hour.
That's right. Within 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Boy, that'd be great. That'd be fun.
It would be fun. And then we also have a Columbia River Bar Pilots boat ride along with a Fort George basket.
Oh, that's got our engineer Terry Wilson salivating right there.
Well, he needs
better
to buy
go
a ticket.
Buy a, better go buy a golf ball or two.
Yes. And then just to wrap up, a couple of others, I just like to mention them, is a beauty package donated by Complete Beauty Med Spa and Salon, and that includes some Botox, as I hear.
Botox? Really?
Yes. And we also have a potting bench and two raised planting beds, along with a birdhouse that, Shelby, if you can help me out with the name of the lady that built that.
Jovita Stetham Norris, and she made it out of driftwood collected from the beach. It is just absolutely
like
darling.
A piece of art.
Yes, it is definitely a piece of art and one of a kind. She is so talented.
And one more golf package for four at the Gearhart Golf Course.
So there you go. Those are some of the prizes that you can win by purchasing a $5 golf ball for the golf ball drop. But I guess I should remind you that you're listening to Talk of Our Towns on Coast Community Radio, KMUN in Astoria, KTCB in Tillamook, of course, live on the web at coastradio.org. If you want to podcast us after the show, you can do that too. I'm David Paul, and I'm talking to Shelby Mogensen. She's the president of the Assistance League of the Columbia Pacific, and Leslie Long. She is the golf ball drop chairperson for the Assistance League of the Columbia Pacific. And their fundraiser, the annual fundraiser, the 8th annual golf ball drop is coming up on Saturday, May 9th. Now, what time on May 9th does it all kick off?
It kicks off at 11 a.m. when the kids' golf clinic starts. And last year, we had 26 kids participate in that golf clinic. And John Cavasso, again, he's the golf pro out at the course, and he enlists his staff, two or three of them, to help manage the kids well. But they're pretty focused on learning some good tips from John.
They want to be the next Tiger Woods.
Yeah, exactly. And yes. It was so cute last year, this one little boy, I think he was about 4 years old, brought his own set of clubs, little toy
his
clubs.
His own set?
Yeah, little toy ones. Oh, it was so cute.
They start early.
And they do start early. And you arrive at the parking lot.
Had the little visor and everything.
Oh, he had the whole bag over his shoulder. It was so cute.
A little caddy.
You arrive at the country club and park in their parking lot, and then we get to use their golf carts to transport the people to our event, which is down on the driving range. And you can walk there also on the path, but the kids love to ride in the golf carts.
Oh, I'll bet they do. Yeah. That would be a lot of fun.
It's really fun.
And can any child participate in this event?
Oh, yes, definitely. It's open to the public, and it's a free event, and the barbecue is free for kids 5 and under.
Oh, so there's a barbecue as well?
There's a barbecue, hamburgers and hot dogs. Mary and Mike Davies do that, and meats donated by Reed and Hertig, beverages donated by Pepsi. And anybody can come to the event. There is a charge for the barbecue. If you're over 5 years old, it's only $5.
That's a pretty good deal.
That's a very good deal. There's the baked goods sale going on, plus the jars, and it's the day before Mother's Day, so it's a good chance to buy a treat to bring to Mom for Mother's Day.
Now, what kind of baked goods do you have out there for sale?
We have all kinds of things. We've got bars, we've got cookies, we've got cakes, we've had pies in the past, so it's just depending upon what the members feel like cooking that day. And also, there will be individual ones, so you can buy a cookie or, you know, to have there with your
to have
barbecue.
A snack right there at the at the event. And the jars.
The jars. We just did this the first time at our last fundraiser, which was in Super Bowl Sunday, was our accessorize sale. And the jars are mixes put into canning jars. And they're all layered. They look really pretty. So it's a layer of each ingredient except for the wet ingredients, which you need to supply yourself. And there are two different kinds of cookies. There's a cranberry white chocolate chip cookie. And there is a brownie mix with white and chocolate chips in it. It's really good. And there's two soup recipes. One is a split pea and lentil soup, and one is a friendship soup, which has pasta in it.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're only $10, and it makes a huge amount. And it's so handy to have on hand if you have somebody coming over and you say, oh, I'll just whip up a batch of cookies.
Just add water.
Dump an egg and you know, whatever liquid is needed, and you're done.
And they're delicious.
And they're delicious. We've tried them all.
Yes. And how many jars of the mix do you have?
We have
year?
About 40 jars.
Oh, my gosh.
10 of each of each type.
Mm-hmm. 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 Well, yeah. That's great. And you mentioned Accessorize Night. Now, what's that?
Yeah, so we have four actual fundraisers. We start with the home tour in the fall, which is a tour of six homes in the county. And then we have our direct mail, which goes out also in the fall. Then in Super Bowl Sunday, for the last 3 years, we've had the Accessorize Sale, where we collect jewelry, scarves. This year, we included household items. We had 3,000 items, Leslie?
Oh, yes.
3,000 items.
And we had over 200 people come to the event because they love it, because they say we price things so well. And it was set up like a boutique. We have some very talented members who really know how to showcase items.
Wow.
And we raised over almost $8,000 on this event this year from all donated goods. And it's a one-day event.
So $8,000, and you figure it takes $100 to outfit a child.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So you're helping a lot of kids.
Mm-hmm. We're trying to work our way up to covering way more than 600 kids, which is where we finally reached our goal this year, was of 600
mm-hmm.
kids helped.
I would like to say, you know, we do have these fundraising efforts, but we do have some grants and donations that people provide. So if you're interested in just donating directly to our organization, we welcome that too.
And I imagine you're always looking for volunteers, even though you have 130 odd volunteers.
Oh, yes, we always welcome more people. And it was really fun this weekend when we were working at the fairground. We had a new member named Sherry Crawford, who had moved to Astoria not too long ago. And she was telling us, she said, you know, it's so hard when you move to a new community to meet people and to try to fit in a small town where people kind of already have their little groups.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I just don't know how to fit in. I said, Sherry, you're in already.
You're here. You're one of
and
us.
And so she was very happy. She said she had been so lonely, and so she was very happy to have a group of women that she could bond with and do things with, and she made some good connections.
It's a great way to do a lot of good, to meet
it
people
is.
And to do a lot of good at the same time.
Exactly, exactly.
We're just working to help clothe the kids.
And
we have fun doing it.
Yeah, and the need is great.
Mm-hmm. The need is very great.
So there still may be some golf balls available at the Columbia Banks, is that correct?
That is correct. The Columbia Bank locations in Astoria, Warrenton, and Seaside.
$5 a piece.
That's correct.
And then there's the barbecue meal out. It begins at 11 o'clock at the Country Club.
There is. And one thing I don't think we talked about yet is we also have a raffle at the event.
That's right.
Yes. And that raffle is, you buy the raffle tickets, of course, at the event. And it is more focused on the kids that attend the event. And what we have are three prizes. One is a brand new bicycle that's donated by the Leibels and the Crasses. And also
this is a pretty nice bike, too, I understand.
It is a very nice bike. I believe they spend about $400 each year on that bike. And we also have a basket donated by Bruce's Candy Kitchen.
Oh, boy.
Valued at, I think, about $100. And then a
wow
prize package that includes a Funland gift certificate and the Gearhart Bowling Lanes certificate combined. So there's three great raffle prizes that will be available at the event to buy raffle tickets for.
And how much are those raffle tickets at the event?
They are $1 a piece or 6 for $5. And you have to, of course, buy them at the event and be present. But If you buy a golf ball drop ticket, you do not have to be present to win.
Oh, well, that's... And you will be notified.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Now, you ever get a hole-in-one out there when they drop those balls?
Yes. Last year, we had four balls.
Oh, is that right?
Four balls in the hole.
How did you decide who came in first, second, third, and fourth?
Well, the one at the bottom got the top prize, okay. And then the second to the bottom, the second, et cetera.
Just reverse order and
yes,
how they feel. Now, I imagine, too, you'd want to be a safe distance away from that golf ball drop when they come pouring out of the helicopter. Don't they bounce?
Well, we are pretty far from that. I would say at least, about 1,000 feet away. And we keep the kids away because, of course, they're so excited to see everything going on with that helicopter and the golf balls dropping from the sky. Nobody has been injured in the past 7 years, and no, will continue for this eighth annual.
This is the eighth one.
That's correct.
So you got a good safety record.
Yes, no one will
be
injured. The
golf ball drop.
Yes.
They're going to stand safely away. Now, if somebody wanted to volunteer with the Assistance League of the Columbia Pacific, how would the person go about it? Who would the person contact?
We have a website, www.assistanceleaguecp, that stands for Columbia Pacific, .org. We'll have our big banner back up on the fence. It was being used at the Crab Festival, so it's on the fence down by the can company. And we have a meeting the first Thursday of every month at England Marine up in their conference room at 5 o'clock.
Okay, down in on the water,
uh-huh,
down in the marine.
Uh-huh. Anyone welcome to there. And we're having a luncheon on May the 7th out at the Country Club. It's our spring membership luncheon. Anyone's welcome to come. We need to know ahead of time. And we welcome new members at all times.
So they could contact, there's contact information on the website.
On the website, yes. Or contact any member. You'll see us around town. Just ask anybody and they'll know
someone
who's a
member.
You're
wearing a vest that says it has an official vest.
Red vests that say Assistance League. And ask anybody, they'll know someone who's involved in Assistance League.
Well, it's wonderful work that you do. It's as you say, how many kids on reduced or free lunches in Clatsop County?
About 2,200.
My gosh.
Yes.
My gosh. And
startling.
You can probably figure that...
that they need clothes.
Most, mm-hmm, if not all of those kids need some clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, ladies, thank you again for stopping in this morning. Again, that event is the 8th annual Assistance League for the Columbia Pacific Golf Ball Drop. It's at the Astoria Country Club on May 9th. The event kicks off at 11 in the morning. There is a barbecue dinner out there with barbecue lunch with hamburgers, hot dogs, mixes, soup mixes, cookie mixes,
mm-hmm,
bake sale,
mm-hmm,
a raffle for kids.
And golf balls dropping from the sky.
And golf balls
everything
dropping from the
want.
Sky. Sounds like a lot of fun.
And great weather.
Yeah.
Great weather, yes.
And if Let's not, wear it. Layers.
That's right. So take the kids out there. It'll be a lot of fun. And they'll learn they can work on their golf swing and have a lot of fun in the meantime.
And buy those golf balls to help clothe the kids.
And that's about all the time we have this morning for Talk of Our Towns. Thanks so much for listening. I'm David Paul. Donna Quinn will be back again next week for the next episode of Talk of Our Towns.